Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me again, Red Knight. So I'm here in my car. Just got done doing my side hustle. Took a small break. Gonna go at it again, making this money. So a couple of days ago, I talked about the Poindexter triad. Well, I would like to talk about the final chapter, the death of Poindexter. Now, I explained how Poindexter is made, all right? He's made, he's not born that way. Now, I'm gonna go into my background a little bit. I come from a career-driven mother that's a workaholic that chose her career over me throughout my teen and formative years. And I also come from a father of a single-parent, mother-driven, surrounded by sisters type of household. It is what it is. My dad was very poor growing up. Dad wasn't around. He had a stepfather that was an alcoholic. Multiple men going in and out. It kind of messed him up. On food stamps. Yeah. My mom comes from a hardworking black family. But my grandmother, her mother, was very emotionally distant and cold. My mom was emotionally distant. She had to learn to love me as a mother when I was a baby. So, as you can plainly see, this is the breeding ground for destruction of the male psyche, and it creates a nice guy. I was bred to be a nice guy. My dad was happy to be with my mother. He was so happy that he was desperately happy. And I saw that throughout my life. They almost got divorced twice. My dad didn't know what to do without her in the beginning. And he became clingy. I saw that. So when I dealt with women at 18, 15, 20, 25, 30, whatever, I had those same traits. I was clingy. I was desperate. I was willing to overstep my own personal boundaries just to be around someone because that's all I had. I didn't diversify. My dad didn't diversify. So, with coming from a household where my mom is the gearhead of the whole household, I became a nice guy, a Poindexter. Now, that's my background. How do you destroy it? How do you kill your own Poindexter? Well, you have to realize that you're more worthy than what you realize. Men are taught they're nothing and expendable. That's not true. That's a lie. That's a part of the system. We are very valuable. We fight and fund wars. We go to war. We end conflict. We create world peace. We run countries, we run this world. So we're a lot more powerful than what we think. The problem is that a lot of us are coming from a single parent, broken family household. Even like me, in a two parent household, it still was kind of messed up. It had fragments. And it's messing us up psychologically, like it did me. So how do we fix this? We have to realize that we have a lot of worth, and you're worthy. You, the actual listener or viewer, I want you to tell yourself you are worthy of anything you want as long as you're not hurting anyone. Another thing to kill your Poindexter is to realize that women are not angels. I was taught that women were angels. They were creatures of light. That they could do no wrong, and you have to open the door for them just because. Open the door for your mother just because. Why? That don't make no sense. And it created a sense of feminine narcissism that all women have. It starts really young. And you have to snap out of it. They're an adult. They got all their limbs. They're not handicapped. You open your own door. Women are horrible. And my own mother told me that. My own mother told me that. She said, women are horrible. I'm happy you're not trying to chase women and stuff. Because they're evil. But she wants me to get married and have a family. See, it's... Anyway. The last thing you have to do is you have to accept isolation to a certain extent. And you have to rise above your limitations. Now, accepting isolation, that's where I'm at. Probably wondering why. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you why. Sometimes for us guys, the best thing to do is work on yourself. And the best thing to do is to be alone. We are distracted with everything. Social media, women, whatever, beer, alcohol, weed, wine, whatever. Weed, wine, women. We are distracted, and sometimes if you take away all those vices, you become level-headed, you become clear-headed, and you begin to focus. We have to focus. Now, rising above your limitations, this is the end part. You have to break what you are comfortable with and walk past it. I used to be a loser. I used to be 455 pounds on Social Security, back practically broke. Not able to do anything. On the electric cart at 28 years old. You want to know what happened? Took me 3 years. But I got weight loss surgery. Lost 150 pounds. Now I'm able to move and now I'm making money. But I had to break my comfort. I could have very easily been 500 pounds and just sat there. It was easy. The government was giving me money. A lot of money. I didn't have to work. I could play games and eat and beat off. That was an easy life, but I was miserable. And I had to tell myself, you're either going to have a heart attack by 30, or you're going to make something of yourself. Make your choice. And I broke the comfort. I broke my food addiction. And now look at me, making this channel and stuff. So, that's how you destroy this Point Dexter. That's how you kill the nice guy in you. I'll talk to you later. Bye, guys.